All right, here we are, man. It's Monday. What's up? What up, guys?
What up?
Lou and Ezra, man. I'm here. It's Game Changer Salescast. I'm Dave Villa. It's Monday, November 28th. Listen, man, I'm come out straight up out of my turkey coma. I am no longer under the influence of turkey. How about that, huh? But I'm still thankful and I'm grateful and I'm thankful that you're watching today's episode of Game Changer Salescast. Are you a game changer? Are you a game changer? We're going to talk about what it means to be a game changer today. Here's the deal, man. What does it mean to be serial? What does it mean to be a serial sales pro? Cereal, not cereal that you eat. I'm not talking about Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms and Trix and Captain Crunch. Come on. I'm getting hungry already for lunch. I'm not talking about that kind of cereal. I'm talking about cereal. Cereal, like S-E-R-I-A-L. Listen, the word cereal is defined. Listen to this. Belonging. I want to point out two things I think that apply to a cereal sales pro. Someone who continually sells, continually tries, continually builds their book of business. The definition for cereal that I want to point out on Merriam-Webster for you is repeatedly committing. Repeatedly committing, habitually committing, over and over and over again, committing the same offense, following a characteristic, predictable behavior pattern. Come on, man. I can hear you guys talking in the mic, Lou. What's that guy's name? I heard you. So his name, you don't even know his guest name, man. See, I'm going to throw him under the bus because I'm serial. I'm a serial sales pro. You got to repeat it over and over again. And listen, here's the deal. I wanted to tell you a few reasons why I've uncovered, and while I'm writing this book, Sales Pros Get Paid, Amateurs Don't. Man, I'm it's in me. It's in me as I'm talking about these things every single week. And you're helping me write this book. But here's the reason I've uncovered over the years why people that are amateurs in sales, they do it full time. They do it 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, 80 hours a week. They spend every waking moment in the profession of sales. Look, I said it this way and I'll say it again. If you're not willing to cross the line from amateur to professional, go to Walmart and get a job. Go to Target and get a job. Go get a job at a car wash, a ditch digger. Go get it. There's no shame in it. Listen, if you're going to be mediocre, and I'm not trying to bust your chops, if you're going to be mediocre and you're not willing to make, I'm talking about serious money and commit a serious way to being a sales professional, then why put yourself through the rejection? Why put yourself through the beating that you're going to take when you're not willing to do what it takes to make the income that's going to provide you the fruit of your labor? Okay, because look, if I'm going to walk through this journey, if I'm going to subject myself to the rejection and to the countless, you know, beating that you're going to get in sales of putting yourself through no. Who likes being told no? Come on. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Come on, man. Right? The no will beat you senseless. And if you don't have what it takes, then you might as well get another job. So people that quit, salespeople that are not willing, and I don't mean quit and just give up. The thing is, they don't give up. They don't get out of the industry. At least if you're going to quit, go that way. I'm talking about those that do it full time, but they don't make full-time money. They don't make the money they should. They don't produce the results they should. And you go, why are you beating up on me, Dave? Listen, I can only say this because I is one of you. Okay, I've done this. I've tried every way possible with the exception of busting my tail and hustling, and it doesn't work. Okay, the only way to do it is to cross that line from amateur to professional, to make the decision, to come up with the reason I am going to sell today. Reasons salespeople quit right before they're about to become successful. Listen, I think the number one reason is you as a salesperson don't really want it bad enough. You don't really want it in the first place. Ooh, that's sobering. Well, yeah, Dave, but I do it, man. I do it 50 hours a week. But do you want it? Dave, I'm at work every single day, Monday through Friday. But yeah, but do you want it? What I mean by that is, do you want it bad enough to look in the mirror and say, hey, this is the reason why I don't do it? Well, yeah, but my manager, no. It's not your manager. Well, yeah, you know, but listen, my company, no, it's not your company. Yeah, but my product, it's not your product. It's you, okay? Here's the deal. When I made the decision to cross over from amateur to professional, I came to the end. I came to the end of my rope. I could no longer go, my company, my product, I couldn't go, you know, it was the people I trained. It's the economy. It's the atmosphere of what's around me. it didn't hold weight. And so when I became serious about doing it, then I begin to look first in the mirror and I begin to say, okay, Dave, you're responsible for what you do. You're responsible for what you don't do. And if Joe over here and Susie over here is not doing it, is that an excuse for me not doing it? Do I want it for me or do I want it for Joe and Susie? You know, do I want to be like them? No, I want to be like the rock star. I want to be like the superstar. I want to be the person who's going to produce. I want freedom. I want financial freedom. I want the ability to not just be successful, not just pay my bills, not just make it in sales. I want the ability to help other people do that. I want to be prosperous, right? Man, I tell you what, serial sales pro, it's one who can't stop. It's one that doesn't stop. It's one that looks at the objections, looks at the obstacles, looks at all the things that stand in your way. By the way, they stand in my way just like they stand in your way. But here's the thing, man, you got to go through them. You got to go around them and over them. You got to find a way to the other side. And if you keep going, if you keep pushing, I'm speaking to somebody, man. I'm speaking to somebody. Shane DeGary. Love the show, my man. What's up, brother? Thanks for listening, man. I love you, and I appreciate you listening. So I'd love to have you on, man. Hey, listen, we're booked through March. I had to get an email this morning. I think we're booked out till March, but I'd love to have you guys on. Make sure you get a hold of us, and we'd like to have you booked. Let's talk before we bring our guest on this morning. Let's talk about a few things that I think that successful people, serial sales pros, those that are going to repeat and commit to the process and make the same offense in a positive way every day, day in and day out, until it becomes a habit, until they see results. That serial sales pro, what they do, let's look at some unique attributes that they have that people that aren't willing to do that don't have. What do you think? You good? All right.
Strong.
So let's look at one. Let's look at focus. What do you say, Lou?
Strong. Focus.
Strong. That's strong. Is it? That's it? It's just strong?
Focus.
You don't know what to say. Come on, Lou.
I'm just saying focus is the key to life.
It's the key, brother. A person with focus is, listen, I'm talking about they're driven internally to accomplish goals. You have got to be driven internally to accomplish your goals. Again, I'm going to go back to stop blaming your manager. If you're blaming your manager, you're blaming the lack of management, then get a new job, right? But you're responsible for your output, and you've got to have an internal drive that's going to say, I want to accomplish my goals at all costs. And that's just really where it's at, man. Focused individuals are more demanding of themselves than other people, and they still stay self-motivated. Look, you know, I believe that coaching is a big, if you're managers and you're listening right now, I believe that coaching is a really, it's not a new way, but it's a new way to a lot of people. It's been around forever, but coaching is really the new management. And what I mean by that is real important that you get this. It may not be what you're doing. If you say, well, I already am coaching, well, let's put you to the litmus test. I believe coaching is not on you, coaches. Listen, if you're a salesperson and you have a manager that has a coaching style, or they profess to have a coaching style, or if you're a manager and you profess to be a coach and have a coaching style, salesperson, listen, manager, listen, it's on the salesperson. A coach is not a magician. A coach is somebody who doesn't necessarily tell them how. I'm going to say it this way. A coach lets that salesperson discover how. Did you get the difference? Listen, I need that salesperson. Look, I was watching a professional basketball player this past weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. I was watching a show and had a professional basketball player on there, and he was with a coach, and he's a well-known basketball player. He plays for a team. He's been, you know, in the All-Star game multiple years. He's great. He's probably one of the top 10 players in the NBA. And this person was with a coach, and I was watching something about the coach. The coach was not as good of a basketball player as this player was, okay, by far. And the coach wasn't saying, do this and do that. The player was already good. The coach focused on the positive attributes this player had and said, you know, things like, hey, man, look, your perimeter shot is off the chart. Listen, when you're on your A game, there's none like you. And begin to build up the strengths of this person. And this person was working on, they're already good. They're already an all-star, already making millions of dollars. They already are a serial basketball professional. You need to be a serial sales professional, right? They already are good. You're already good at what you do, or you wouldn't be in sales. You already have talent. You already have potential. But that's not good enough. Graveyards are full of talent and potential that never got developed and never got unlocked. I'm going to tell you that to be a professional, you don't need a coach telling you what to do. You need a coach maybe to bounce off of it, but you need to recognize what you are doing that's not so you're not supposed to be doing, or what you should be doing that you're not doing. And then when you do that as a professional, this basketball player began to hear these positive reinforcements of the gifts that they already had. You have a sales gift. Okay, they had a basketball gift. They had a basketball gift of talent. And he began to turn around and work on what he considered kinks in his game that was causing him to be in a slump or not really progress in a certain time frame like he wanted to. And he began to work these things out, but he did it on his own. He did it on his own. You got to do it on your own. A coach can affirm that and look at that and go, great job. Hey, yes, great. You see how that works, but you've got to figure it out on your own and you've got to come to the realization and you know how to do that.
Yep.
Be a serial sales pro.
Hey, Dave, a quote by John Whitmore. Coaches right. Unlocking a person's potential to maximize their growth.
Say it again. Who's it by?
John Whitmore.
John Whitmore.
And okay. The quote is, coaching is unlocking a person's potential to maximize their growth.
Nice. Unlocking the potential to maximize their growth. Great one, John. I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. Well, listen, I can ramble on forever, but we're going to bring our guest on in just a minute. After this short 60-second break, we're going to be right back with our guest. Don't go anywhere. This is Game Changer Salescast. I'm Dave Villa. We got a show to go.
The best people are motivated by passion. You got to be motivated by where you're going. If you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing. Amateurs see their situation through the wrong lens. When a sales producer knows they have something of value, what do? They challenge the objections. They challenge the excuses. They challenge every reason that would defer the decision to buy. If you're in the game of sales and you're not a game changer, then you're not going to make it. If you're not uncovering opportunity, someone else is going to get there. It's going to take the bold to make it past the breaking point. If you carry the baggage from last month, if you carry the baggage from last week, you're going to suck today. Be daring, be first, be different, and don't ever give up.
All right, we're back. This is Game Changer Salescast. I'm Dave Villa. Hey, we have a caller that called in. We're going to bring him on real quick. And hey, man, thanks for calling in a Game Changer. And who am I talking to?
This is Shane DeGary, the Shane Train.
Hey, what's up, Shane? How you doing, sir?
Good, man. I'm doing awesome. Thanks. Out here grinding like the real deal out here. Got a million things going on. How are you, man? Love following you and love everything you're doing.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that a lot, man. Well, listen, you're on air now, man. What do you want to say? Do you got a comment or a question or something you want to share with the listeners?
Well, I mean, I am the 1%. I do a show, the 1%, which is actually just video blogging. So people know, you know, we don't work 7 days a week. I mean, we don't work 9 to 5. Last night at 9 o'clock, you see my live videos. I was knocking on doors doing insurance. People told me I couldn't do it on Sundays. I couldn't do it late at night. Well, I do. You can't listen to the experts. One thing I'll tell you is you'll know you got to follow your own gut, right? But the one thing you definitely got to do is STP, see the people. I grind more than anybody else. I knock on more doors. The three things that I learned about sales that made me successful was the three things that people run from: loneliness, fear of the unknown, and rejection. Those are the three monsters that you attack and you beat every day. When you can beat those, when you got self-confidence, when you have goals, you attack them. You make your goals three times the list you can accomplish, and then you just accomplish the important ones. You eat the dirt, you eat the frog, and if there's two frogs, you eat the ugly one. You got to go after what's important. You know, not people. Everybody wants it, but you listen. There's a very few that are willing to do what it takes and grind when they have a headache. You know, I got 4 kids, 3 or 4 businesses. People don't think it's true. I don't care what they think. You can't think. If you value what other people think about you, you will not be successful. Now, listen, everyone likes to get praised and everyone likes to be liked, but your daily habits are what keep you on the rails.
Come on,
Shane. It doesn't
matter
what people, except for my wife and my kids, think about me and God. Other than that, man, it's game on.
Well, man, that's awesome stuff, brother. Thank you very much. Make sure you follow this guy if you're not already. Thank you, Shane, for calling in, man. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, brother. Y'all have a great day, man. Be good. Be great. And today's the only day. Love you.
Thank you. You too, Shane. That was awesome, man. Hey, listen, I love that. You know what? That, what I like about that is the fact that the best thing I think out of everything that Shane said, you know what? Because listen, not everybody's going to hustle like that. Not everybody's going to have the intensity level that he has, but not caring what people think, man. I think that's the biggest deal because that's one of the reasons that people fail, according to my studies and what I've learned over my career. They care about what people think too much. And there's someone close to you. There's a voice that speaks to you that'll talk you out of your dream and talk you out of where you're going. And we can't let that happen. Hey, we're going to bring our guest on. I'm excited about that training guy, man. We have Curtis Mandeville on. He's from Canada. And Curtis, man, I appreciate you coming on the Game Changer Salescast. I know you are a great sales guy. I love what you do, man. And I want to talk to you a couple of minutes about a few things that I think separate the good from the great when it comes to sales. How are you this morning, man?
I am great. It is a beautiful, cold day up here in Canada. No snow, those are good.
Well, how cold is it up there?
Today it's going to be +8 degrees.
Woo!
It's a little chilly.
Dude, that's, man, let me tell you, God, that hurt me right there, man. I think it's like 78 here in Florida, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of weird. I mean, I know some of you guys want to throw stuff at me now, but, you know, we'd like a little bit of cold, not quite 8 degrees, but, you know, maybe like 48 degrees. But, hey, I appreciate you coming on, man. I know that you do a bang-up job up there in Canada and, you know, training automotive dealerships and you know, and you've had a background in sales and management and, you know, digital marketing and dealerships for quite an extensive resume. But let me kind of jump in. You know, if you watch Game Changer Salescast, we're all over. We've got real estate agents. We've got software salespeople. I think Shane that just called in, he's an entrepreneur and an insurance salesman, owns a couple of businesses. So it's all over the place. And we don't really go over any questions. We don't really give a subject matter. We just kind of talk about sales and we bring people on that can wing it. So let me kind of just throw the word out there, responsibility. You know, let me ask you your opinion on salespeople that are great. Those over the course of your training, those that you've been privileged to work with or see or witness, that made it, that are successful, that are still going today. How important, Curtis, do you think, man, that person taking responsibility for themselves, not blaming other people for when they failed or when they fell short, do you think that's important? If so, how important is it to the success of somebody that's going to make it in sales?
I think it's probably one of the most important factors. I mean, everything is onto yourself. If you're not going to follow through and take responsibility of any of the training or coaching that you receive, then it's sort of pointless. I mean, that's one of the key things to being successful, is being responsible for yourself and for your training and for your success.
You know, yeah, you're specifically training automobile, you know, salespeople in management. But let's look at automotive salespeople for a second. I mean, I'm very familiar with that as well, you know, being in the automotive marketing business for 20 years. And, you know, again, not bashing that industry. I'm just going off of the 20,000 dealers that are out there, you know, with the salespeople that are at most of those dealerships, probably not properly trained, possibly couldn't make it. Not all of them. So if you're listening right now, don't throw something at me because a lot of you could. But I'm talking the majority, the dealerships that don't have strong sales training and salespeople that could make it in the aggressive dealerships. A lot of those salespeople couldn't make it in tough over the phone, you know, sales arenas outside of the auto business. And one of the things I want to throw out there, and I want to ask your opinion on, you know, looking at that, Curtis, you know, you have this person that takes responsibility. You know, they don't get defensive. They don't blame the situation on the circumstances. They don't blame it on the economy. They don't blame it on the fact that no one's buying. They don't blame it on the fact that their dealership's not buying them leads, not bringing people in. It's not their fault, right? They're looking at, how can I better myself? How can I take responsibility for my own business that I've been provided? And the ones that really become 30-car salesmen, 40-car salesmen, that literally, you know, like yourself, probably leave the industry ultimately to teach other people how to do it. What's their secret? What do you think is the ingredient? Are they just born with this, like, sales gene that's just like, hey, you know what, I got it, you don't? Or is it like, hey, man, I'm willing to do what others aren't?
think a big part of it is you've got proactive salespeople as opposed to reactive salespeople. Proactive salesperson is one who will go out there and try to brand themselves, try to market themselves, meet the customer where other salespeople aren't meeting them. So meet them online where they're shopping nowadays. It's just doing things different, where a reactive salesperson is somebody who will sit at the dealership, just wait for that customer to walk in. And now we're seeing what the average customer visits, what, 1.2 dealerships. So there's a lot of sitting around standing if you're going to be a reactive salesperson. So they're a lot better being proactive as opposed to reactive. I think that's a big difference.
You know, it's funny. Let's look at this for a second, because again, you're in the auto space, and if you're watching and you're not in the auto space, you can learn something from this, because I can remember the day when the auto business as a whole across the board, you know, had strong, that's where I learned and grew my initial affinity for sales. I mean, in the auto business, like that turned me on. It got me like that closing the deal, the thrill of the chase, you know, the psychology of a sale. But let's look at this for a second. So Curtis, okay, the majority of dealerships, okay, you said this wait and see versus go and get, like, hey, I'm going to sit back. And with a lot of the trends, okay, it's like the majority is, that's the way they are. I mean, let's just face it, with the, you know, the internet, the way it is, a lot of these people are kind of on an even playing field. So you don't need, as a trainer, okay, every dealership. Obviously, you couldn't train every dealership. So you need, you know, a handful, you know, of some of the ones that are willing to do what others aren't. So let's look at that for a second. Do you think that those dealerships in this soft kind of sales market, for dealers, meaning the wait and see versus the go and get, those dealers that are on dealer row that will implement an aggressive go and get strategy, they're already going to get the wait and see. Do you think they're going to get an unfair advantage? Do you think those are the dealers that are going to rise to the top in their city and in their community?
Oh, definitely. I mean, a good example of this actually comes from the U.S., Paul Fanson Jr. He's got something that he came out with called Tier 4 Marketing, where he's got his salespeople being aggressive and going out and marketing themselves out to customers. And he's seeing nothing but huge increases in his sales, his grosses and everything else. And salespeople have all seen huge increases in their paychecks. So it's definitely the people who are willing to be go-getters and proactive salespeople, you're definitely going to get a huge advantage over reactive dealers and reactive salespeople.
If you're a person, and this is, I know this is not necessarily maybe a question you get as a trainer a lot, but let's say you meet salespeople all the time individually that have something, right? That have this desire to do something, but maybe they're at a dealership, or if you're watching, and again, you're not in the auto business, but you're a salesperson that not only has potential and talent, but you have the desire and the drive, but you're not at a company. You know, Curtis, they're not where they can flourish. Maybe they're under ownership or management that has their thumb down on them, you know, and they really look at this as kind of like a fringe, like, okay, obsessiveness, whatever. Do you recommend that person just kind of bids, you know, just hunkers down and just kind of makes the best of it and becomes the person that can excel there? Or is that the kind of person that may need to look for a dealership where they can flourish, find somebody that can really embrace that type of drive and desire? What's your recommendation on something like that for a person in sales?
That's a tough one, but I mean, if you can't sit down and explain to management or the ownership the benefits, and they just don't see it. You sit there and you try your best to explain it. They don't see it. Mm-hmm. Then I would actually recommend probably going somewhere where they share the same ideas as you, same values as you, and then I think you'd actually flourish a lot better than somewhere where they are just not jumping onto that.
You know, someone just wrote in here, Mustafa. Akhtar said training is crucial. He must be in the auto business. Dealerships don't train, he said. He said, I choose to focus just to keep training myself. So this is a salesperson, I'm assuming, at a dealership. I'm just looking on, they sent me a little note here off of Facebook. I believe it's Facebook, guys. Okay, so he's saying training is crucial, Curtis, So he's saying that, and he's saying dealerships don't train, and I have to keep myself focused and train myself. And so, you know, that's a tough one, man. I mean, it really, what we just spoke about, we just had a comment on, and it was kind of simultaneously. So that's real today. So do you recommend a salesperson like that? I mean, is that the best thing to do? Is, you know, hey, listen, probably just, hey, let me get myself some training. Let me find a training platform I can use. Let me really dig in to investing in myself, you know. And is that the best thing to do for this kind of person? I know you don't have all the answers, but I mean, if someone's asking you this question, I mean, that's probably something that more people that are listening probably struggle with than we realize.
The truth is, you're right. Most dealers, I'd say 95% of dealers really don't train the way that they should. But the nice thing nowadays is there's so many resources out there that if you are a salesperson, you're not receiving the training that you want, it's pretty easy to find. There's a lot of Facebook groups out there. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of LinkedIn groups. There's a lot of videos online. You go on YouTube and type training in for anything.
Yeah.
You just find a trainer that you can, that you like, and that you can, implement their ideas and strategy. And, you should be able to, unfortunately, train yourself, but there is a lot of resources out there, compared to what there was when, I first started in the business.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Agree with you wholeheartedly. We're really almost out of time here, but let me ask you a question. Let me give you your closing thoughts, and I want you to also tell anyone who's listening, because I'm assuming that you can train anybody in sales. So if you're listening and you need someone to help train you, then I think, Curtis, you probably could be that guy. You're that training guy, right? Your social media handle is up on your Twitter handle is up on the screen already. But give us a minute of what you think you want to leave the listeners with, and then also the best and easiest way for someone to reach you, if you don't mind.
Okay. Like I said before, there's no reason why we don't have training. If you want the training, it's out there. There's a lot of resources, so don't be lazy. Be a little bit more proactive, even in your training. There's so many good trainers and resources that you can basically do it for free nowadays. Don't want to say that because I like to get money from that, but
sure.
You can. I'll leave you with that there. Anybody who wants to get a hold of me, it's pretty easy. I'm that training guy. I've got my own website, www.thattrainingguy.ca. You can get a hold of me through email as well, curtis@thattrainingguy.ca.
Awesome.
I'm all over the place, all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all over LinkedIn. So I'm easy to find.
I appreciate it, man. Well, listen, Curtis, thank you for coming on, brother. I look forward to talking to you soon, and appreciate it, man. You're truly a game changer, brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All righty. All right, Curtis Mandeville, guys, that training guy, make sure you follow him. Listen, I'm going to end the show by saying this. Listen, I believe in training wholeheartedly. And if you're watching this show, listen, it's not a shameless plug. It's a healthy plug. Look, salespeople that are watching right now, Mustafa, you're one of them. If you're watching right now, go ahead.
As a matter of fact, Mustafa just asked, he was not really sure what kind of sales process should he follow. So I was just about
I was going to say, if you're watching right now, listen, here's the deal, man. I'm going to make a plug for what I feel like is the best training platform out there. And it's extremely inexpensive for individuals. Listen, if your business, we have corporate plans on Serial salespro.com. That's SERIAL, Serial salespro.com. It's my training platform here. We've got five trainers that are here that are actually in the system, over 160 sets. Now, why am I saying this? Because listen, this is not just for corporations. We have corporations that buy 30 licenses that put their people on it. But if your dealership, if your company, if your organization doesn't provide training for you, that's not an excuse. And listen, I know there's free stuff on YouTube out there, but look, if it's free, it's not for me. And I'm just a big believer in that. You get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to make it very inexpensive. If you watch this show today, you got to call, okay? But I want you to call in 813. I don't know if you can put this number up or not. 630-5888. 813-630-5888. And I'm going to give you two extensions, 501 or 561. We're going to put that number on the screen. If you call in the next hour and you say, I watched this on Game Changer, which we're going to be overwhelmed. I gave you two extensions, Mikey and Kim, and they're going to give you an individual. You're going to be able to get this for $49. Okay? This is 160 sets on there. It's up to you. But I'm going to tell you right now, I promise you this. I've taken one of my top sales guys went on this training. He's been here before he started working here. This is Steve Brickhouse. You can look him up. Executive Senior Account Manager. He worked at Chick-fil-A. Okay, this is the guy who flipped chicken biscuits. I don't know about you, but I would almost I'd pay triple for a chicken biscuit. I mean, like not only is it easy to sell, I'll pay triple for it, man. Chicken biscuit? You kidding me? At Chick-fil-A, freaking off the chain. And this guy worked 10 years as a Chick-fil-A. Now he was a manager, the general manager, but he was making about $45,000 a year. The guy made multiple months last year, made $25,000 and above in a month. Okay, and by August of 2 years ago, he had made. August of 2 years ago had made more money in August than he made the entire last year at Chick-fil-A. So I'm going to tell you, going from that kind of income to pushing $200,000 a year, that's what SerialSalesPro.com are due for you. So anyway, check it out. If you call those two extensions, the number's on the screen, right? No?
It's on Facebook.
All right, so it's posted on Facebook. And if you ask for Kim or Mikey, tell them you saw it on Serial Sales Pro. Kim and Mikey are listening. Make sure you page into them real quick. And it's $49 for you as long as you say, I saw this on Game Changer. Saw it on Game Changer. Hey, guys, thank you for hanging out with me. Don't miss. We're booked all the way through. But listen, we have Chelsea. These are some of the shows in the next 2 months coming on. I think through March. We have Chelsea Cross coming on. We've got, I think we're working on Grant Cardone. Grant's a good friend of mine. He's been on ADL a lot. Obviously, you know who Grant is. We've got Dave Anderson. We've got Becky Farias. Becky is a number one, top 1% timeshare salesperson in the U.S. That's strong. We've got some great people coming up. We have Dave Cribbs, one of the top real estate agents in Florida right now. We've got Chris Fritcher owns Crossroads Marketing. We've got shows booked all the way through March. You don't want to miss it. If you want to be on Game Changer and you are one, then you reach out to us and we'll get you on the show. Thanks.